This is Dr. Graham dictating a psychiatry assessment. Today's date is January 22nd. Identifying information, Dorothy Winslow, W-I-N-S-L-O-W, established patient, vital signs, height 5'6", weight 140 pounds, pulse 76 per minute. Chief complaints, I am not tolerating the lithium well. It is causing side effects. History of present illness. Patient has a long-standing history of a mood dysfunction. Recently had been started on lithium 300 milligrams, which was increased to titrated up to upward to 300 milligrams TID. However, the patient presents with increasing symptoms of GI distress, slight tremors and shakiness. Period. Family psychosocial history, increasing conflict with her in-laws, which remains a big stressor for the patient. Alcohol and substance abuse history, patient denies use of alcohol or drugs. In appearance is well-groomed and appropriate. Gait and station are normal. Mental status examination, she is a cooperative individual, oriented in time, place, and person. Speeches seem to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed. With no evidence of any form of thought disorder, mood at the present time is dysphoric, affect is anxious, apprehensive, no perceptual disorders, no delusional thought content, denies suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. Neurological system, no history of headaches, no neurological symptoms. Problem one, bipolar affective disorder mixed. Problem number two, chronic suicidality. Diagnosis 296.60, rule out 296.32. Treatment plan, number one, reduce lithium carbonate to 300 milligrams POBID. Number two, serum lithium level has been ordered to review the blood levels and adjust the medication accordingly. Number three, patient has been advised to take the medication after meals. Number four, continue therapy, individual therapy with ROS 40, LICSW. Number five, follow-up scheduled emergency access numbers provided to the patient. End of dictation. Thank you.